Valerie Boudot is like a lot of others profiled in the report from the ACLU and Columbia Legal Services. She says she's no angel. She did 3 years in prison for possession and delivery of meth. But she's been out since 2006, and she says she's clean and has turned her life around.
I'm a full-time student, and I've maintained a 4.0 GPA every single quarter.
But when Boudot was sentenced to prison, the judge also ordered her to pay $7,000 in restitution, and that debt has been accruing interest at a rate of 12%. Boudot says making the required $50 a month payment has often been impossible. For failure to pay, warrants have been issued for Boudot's arrest 4 times, once while she was homeless.
I was woke up in a park by the police, and they asked me for my name and birth date. I was sent to King County, where I sat for probably 4 days, and then transported in custody to Tri-Cities.
She sat in jail there for 3 days. Now, even with improved financial circumstances, Boudot says she's still on alert.
I'd be walking down the street and think, oh my gosh, did they not get my payment? Did they get my payment? Because 2 of the warrants were issued because of a late payment, not that they didn't get it.
Advocates say they aren't saying people convicted of crime shouldn't have to pay restitution and fines, but the court should take into account people's ability to pay and make it illegal to lock someone up simply because they don't have the money. A hearing on a bill that would do that is scheduled this week. Each year, the state and county governments take in about $29 million in fines and restitution. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.